Oscar that, because he had told us over and over that if the Lord ever laid anything on your heart, to say something to him. So instead of me waking him up at 3 o'clock yesterday morning when the Lord laid it on my heart, I decided to wait until we came here this morning. And I did ask him, I said, well, if you got anybody else speaking, I said, that's fine. But he said, oh, no, no. But he actually did have somebody else speaking, and it was him. And thank you for yielding to that. But I got a song, Bob, this should be back there with you, that I want us to stand up and sing. Did you lay it back there? Is it up? Okay, now that sounds like a real good statement, but the truth is, I sang that many times before I was saved. But I can remember singing it 51 years ago when I got saved. There's a big difference between singing a song and knowing the one who it's about. And you think, well, that's about God. Actually, God's about us, about everyone sitting here. So if you want to stand up, and even if you don't, have us stand up. Different invitation. Okay. And I'll tell you right now, Sherry won't sing this song if it's too low. Isn't that right, Sherry? Probably none of it. Oh, too high?
Well, she can pick a key for us.
Yeah, go ahead. You can be seated. Sherry did this years ago. She brought in two rejoice signs. And I told her, I said, I need a third one because we have three entrances here. The only thing I can say is I can say what the Lord has shown me in my heart. If you can't come rejoicing, something's wrong. Because here it is, the 4th of July, our nation has the greatest reason to rejoice, but God's people have a greater reason. We have a greater reason. And I mean, rejoice sounds like a good word, but I'm going to give you definitions and read scriptures to you about how God presents it, how it's presented to God. Caused by, and I got to look all these up, so you will be patient with me, I know you. Anyway, caused by God. God himself, it says God's blessing, and it's in Exodus 18:9. And Jehovah rejoiced for all of the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, Jethro did, whom he delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. Reasons to rejoice. You know, most people have a reason to rejoice when somebody's born. Amen? God's ways are not our ways. Everybody know that? God's ways are not our ways. When somebody's born, we have a reason to rejoice. God's ways are not our ways. When somebody graduates, we have a reason to rejoice. Everybody know what I mean when I say graduation? In his presence, no longer in ours. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen. We won't know that by guessing that. We find that out by actually being in his presence. In Jeremiah 15:16, and I have to turn to it still. 15:16. The thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. The reason to rejoice, because God's called you. He's called you by your name. He's not a stranger to you. Okay, in Luke 10:20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Written in heaven. God wants us to come and rejoice. Bring a rejoicing spirit. Kurt loves me. I believe he loves me to say this. I get to do that. And if anybody's been here the last 2 weeks, I've been requesting for Patties, right? Two ladies named Patty. Well, this past week, I got to see them rejoice with joy unspeakable. Joy, they were so happy. And people want to know. They say, well, what are they so happy about? Both of them are getting ready to graduate. And they know him and whom created them, who's taking care of them, who's giving them peace. You know, over the years, we have seen a lot of people say, and I'll be honest with you, we don't know God's ways. But we can. We can. Do you know that the Lord will get ready to take somebody home and give them a week or two of refreshing before he takes them home? And then us that don't know what's going on will say, well, I thought they were ready to pull up out of that. Come on. Admit it. Duh, we're duh. I mean, he's giving them a time of refreshing. Maybe he's giving them time of visitation. At work years ago, the Lord gave me a word to a brother. I went up to him. Lonnie had testified to him many, many times. This guy was he'd have made a good big-time wrestler. He was a big guy. But anyway, I approached him and I said, Bill, he goes, yeah. I said, you know I know the Lord, right? He goes, yeah. I said, well, you believe I know the voice of the Lord. Now, this is where God started at me at 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday. My sheep know my voice, and none other will they follow. I want to tell you something. If you don't know the voice of the Lord, you're not spending enough time with him. Because he's got an extreme voice. His voice penetrates interference. You know, like when your phone's ringing and you have to answer it even though you don't have to answer it. But you have to look to see who's calling even though you don't have to look to see who's calling. That's no lie. This is the way that we choose to do things. If we'll put that phone down, turn it over, turn it off, take the TV and shut it off, and get in his presence, we will know his voice more and more and more and more and more. And it will be clear, 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 clear. You have to do that. You have to do it because we need to do it. I've heard the discussion of why we don't have a lot of people here. What does God said to you? You think that's a question that God's not interested in? Or did you ask it and not want to hear the answer? Maybe it got too close to home. Well, I didn't have to say that. Luke 15:6-10. And when he cometh home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise ye shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over the 99 just person who meet no repentance. You'll rejoice over one. And I was talking to Buddy and Brenda a while ago, and so I'm going to talk to you about this. Somebody in your family that you've been praying for. Now, I don't know if you quit praying or you kind of put it on, well, God, if you get time. First of all, I want to tell you, God's always got time. Speak their name into his presence and see what he'll do. Thank God for what his Holy Spirit does in us daily. Because I know daily we walk in conviction. Because I know that when we walk in comfort, we don't hide it. We rejoice in the fact. We rejoice, I'm so happy. I want to tell you something. We're the people that God has chosen, the peculiar people. By the way, I thought of that this morning. I don't care to be peculiar. I'm an odd guy. I don't care. But what I do care is what God's word says, what it proclaims. It proclaims that we be the voice of God on this earth. We be the fun part of God on this earth. We be the smiley people on this earth. We got something to be thankful for. And this is what most people don't want to do. I believe in my heart that he's called us to be the crying people on this earth. The crying. We got reason to cry. And it's not just a selfish cry. It's a cry for humanity that they would turn from their wicked ways. And I ain't throwing no rocks because I live in the biggest glass house in the world. But that's not why I'm not throwing rocks. Jesus threw blood at me. And he spread it all over me. And I'm thankful he did. I'm thankful that Calvary isn't a thought somewhere, but it's present right here. I'm thankful for that which he did do. Not someday will do, but that he did. That he won victory. I'm so thankful for what he's done. Either that woman will have 10 pieces of silver. If she lose one, does she not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost." Friends and neighbors, you know what that's saying, what God's saying there? He's saying, it's not just about you, but it's about your friends and neighbors. I want them to have the same rejoice that you have. I want them to know that I care for them just as much as I care for you. God is really tremendous today. He's been tremendous all the time. But calling those things that aren't as though they are, I thank him for the full assembly that we have here today. Peculiar. I'm just beginning to be peculiar. God's not done with me. He's not done with this assembly. He wants every one of us to have the burden of a shepherd. That means we talk to a lot of people we haven't met yet. I listened to a program this morning. I can't remember exactly who was speaking. Can't remember. But the guy said, 45 out of 50 miracles that God did in the marketplace. That meant the place where there was publicly work going on. He didn't do it in here. He did it out there. You know how many people come in here looking for a miracle? 1 out of 100. I was talking about that to God one time, and it just so happened. Rich, I could have said, witnessed or testified about something. My son needs at least 3 miracles. And I'm convinced that he is going to walk. I believe God's going to give him that. But the whole thing is, he has got a contagious disease. It's called laughter. He can make somebody who's sick and thinking that they're dying and they are dying and making their implants and they are making them come into a house, talk to him. He'll start laughing about something they said. they'll start laughing and say, this is contagious. And Joshua will turn around and say, keep it. You can have my laugh. When something is worth having, it's worth you giving away. There's healing in that laughter. There's a fine ointment that's just overflowing in that laughter. Of course, he's got a dad that told him what grandma believed. Don't you ever feel sorry for yourself. God's got an appointed season, an appointed time for you. He's raising up in the house again. When people look at him, they smile, and he smiles, and he's just smiling. And they say something to him, and he don't know they're talking to him, and they'll say something like, well, that was kind of rude to him. And I walk over to him. I said, don't be upset. I said, he can't see you. Not he can't see you. But he can't see you. Not now. Not yet. But you know what? He's getting a little of his image back. His eyes are coming back. Walking, his eyes. He's such a blessing. I had a born-again Christian say to me one time, he said, I seen your son out there walking with the therapist. I said, uh-huh. He said, been a while with you. I said, uh-huh. And he said something to me that I never thought I'd ever hear. How much is he a burden on you? None. I'm my mother's son. But most of all, I'm my father's son. Don't think that what we care about is a burden to God. Bring it to him, leave it at his feet, and see what he can do with it. He can water it if it needs water. We don't know even if it needs water. It says that when you plant a plant or anything else, water it, right? That's what it says, water it. Plant it, water it. And who gives the increase? Who gave the increase? God. Have you ever had a tomato plant give you more than just one tomato? That's called increase. You ever had a grain of corn? You ever seen it? A grain of corn bring through a big stalk and had a lot of them on it? Just one. God's looking for us to have our faith in him. So without faith, it's impossible to please him. Now, I want to tell you, we have the opportunity to let God's faith be seen in us, be seen in us. He wants everything that he's doing in our lives for other people to see it. It's about him getting the glory, him getting the honor. It's about rejoicing in the Lord. Thank you for the signs. Every sign out above the door that comes in here, kitchen, sanctuary, foyer, the first entrance door, all have rejoice over it. That wasn't an accident that that happened. That was letting people know that we're coming through those doors. Now's the time to rejoice. See, we have a time to rejoice. We don't need to wait on a time to rejoice. We can actually, Rich, call those things that aren't as though they are. God's in a place to where he wants to hear from his people. He wants to multiply. He wants people to come in here and hear his word. Not my opinion, but God's word. God's word don't return void. It's not an empty thing. When he said, let there be life, what was there? Still is, by the way. And you're too quiet of a crowd. When he said, let there be life, what was there? Oh, I'm apologizing, life. When he spoke to the dead, what did the dead do? Just kept on being dead. Can't you see when Lazarus' name was called and he's back there? And, yeah, that's my, wait a minute, that's his name. When he called Lazarus forth, A lot of people say, well, why didn't everybody else raise up? Well, I'm pretty sure he met that Lazarus that did raise up. That's who he met. Well, today, this day, this July the 4th of 2021, the day of the Lord. It's the most in celebration we got. The day of the Lord. Today's that day. We got a lot to celebrate. It's more than what our country's got to celebrate. Because if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, he'll heal their land. Don't we want God to heal our land? And our land ain't the people. It's actually the land. Because wherever you put the sole of your feet. Anybody know the rest of that scripture? Wherever you put the sole of your feet, what happens? He gives it to you. Gives it to you. You know how the victory of God is going to be won in this day? We're going to walk it out. We're going to walk it out, and he's giving it to you. Every step you take. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Everything. You think that's not going to happen? He said it. It's going to happen. It already has in a lot of areas. I hope it happens in you. God's more about you. He wants to do things in your life. Oh, yeah, I got to do this one. God's blessing. 106:5 in Psalm. Well, won't you just turn to it? That I may see the good of thy chosen, that they may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. I told Parker years ago, we have an inheritance. You have an inheritance. It's more than this grandpa and the grandma and grandpa and grandma. It's way beyond that. What God has set free, whom God has set free, is free indeed. What an inheritance. Where'd you put your foot lately? Have you put it down and knowing that God gave that to you? He gave you right where you put your foot? Every step I take, every breath I breathe. I was telling them to this morning. I said, God has created so much words in music. So many songs. So many love ballads that really has him in them. If you can think upon him, I'll close with this, saying this to you. Today, God will not withhold any good thing to you today if you'll reach out and believe he's willing to give it to you. Because when you reach out, you're not going to come back empty. You're going to reach out, whatever that good is, and he's not going to withhold it from you. And by the way, the bosses are an image of Christ. You work for Christ. They should see a reflection of Christ in you. When they see that, they'll know who's in charge. That's no lie. Patty told me a good one the other day. She said, yeah, I really like Full Gospel. And I do like Tim Pruitt. He's the pastor there. He's Jim Pruitt's son. She said, the only thing I don't like is, I'm going back to the old-time church. Anybody used to go to Elmwood for a long time? Okay. Now, there was a guy that used to go to Elmwood a long time. I'm going to wrap this up. Used to do this, especially on a Sunday night. Now, what he was saying was, bring it in, Brother Eddie, bring it in. I hated that. I'm just being honest with you. I hated that. Anybody know that guy? Come on. Gee whiz. Red what? Red Dickerson. My gosh. Had the greatest wife there ever was. That's no lie. But today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we celebrate victory in you. You are victorious. And in you, we are. Because of what you've done, we don't have to fear tomorrow. We can face it. But Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way within every household here. You're sitting upon the throne. and we're reaching out, and you're not withholding anything from us. So be glorified this day. And they all said, amen. God bless you.